the question that we discussed today was asked by Tura Moshe Feinstein. The question was, is it permissible? This was actually in Ora Chaim Chelek Bet Siman Ayin Gimel. This question over here was, you had a Chas V'Shalom, a situation of a child that his mother is Jewish, however she is married to a non-Jew. So technically, according to the halakha, the child is Jewish. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, are you able to accept this child into the yeshiva? Bottom line, he's Jewish. The school wants to know if they can accept him. Or can you make him a bar mitzvah in the shul and you want to give him an aliyah? He's Jewish, you want to make a party for him. So Rav Moshe came out that so long as his mother did not make teshuvah and is still with the goy, even though the child is Jewish, in order to build a fence for Klal Yisrael not to allow these things to infiltrate, you should not let the child come to the yeshiva. And you should not make a bar mitzvah for the child in public and give him an aliyah to the Torah in order to put a fence. Because I guess if you're going to start now allowing these things to be accepted, so now, Chas V'Shalom, you're promoting such lifestyle. Therefore, the halakha, even though the child technically is Jewish, which is the musar, we learn over here that not every Jewish child necessarily is treated with all the benefits of a regular Jewish child. Specifically in this case where the mother is acting in a rebellious way because she did not make the shuvah, so unfortunately the child must be, I say, punished or penalized as a result. But he says after she makes the shuvah, then of course she should give him all the regular kavod like every other Jewish child deserves.